Have you heard of the Stockdale paradox? You'll be finding out more about that in just a moment. And, you know, how to use the mindset during uncertain times.
Woonga Rally Majinu, Paula Kruger, ABC Radio, Canberra Wurundjeri.
So while COVID-19 cases have been low in Canberra for some time, coronavirus has not been cured. And the new normal we are living with, it's going to last some time. It means bans on international travel, physical distancing, wearing masks for some people, that will continue. It's also front of mind for a regular friend here on Afternoons, Canberra psychologist Kirsten Peterson. Because Kirsten's 21-year-old daughter has just come out of hotel quarantine here in Australia while visiting from the United States. Kirsten is with you right now. Kirsten, it must be a happy moment for you.
Oh, that was a lovely way to enter me into this conversation, Paula. Yes, it is lovely to have her home.
Has the experience, what has it done to you?
Good question. I was thinking about this because I, like probably many of us, were looking around Canberra thinking, you know, we're going to come out of this okay, and it's okay to kind of lighten up a little bit. But my daughter's been attending university in the U.S., and so she had 6 weeks off this summer, and gladly used two of them to sit in a hotel in Sydney to come home. But it was in thinking about all this that you really, the enormity of what is on offer started to hit us as a family, because if she goes back in 6 weeks, or now it's 4 weeks, and then I don't think we'll see her at Christmas. And I have family in the U.S., and I am concerned about, you know, the enormity of sort of what this will mean specifically to different areas of the world where the pandemic is more of an issue, has really brought home the kind of, it is not a sprint, but it is a marathon mentality for my family and I, for sure.
So I guess the first step is, you know, what you're doing now, you're acknowledging the enormity of it. Mm-hmm. But how important is it that we position ourselves so that we can cope with this long marathon we have ahead of us?
I think that's a great question. And I like the idea of positioning or being intentional about our mindsets at this point, because it is, I think it's important to really be able to take a long measured view. And I heard some of your listeners earlier on talking about, you know, all this whinging and how kind of lucky we are. And I think there's something to an ability to have a measured look at what we're after that is going to be important. It is absolutely going to be a marathon, and we want to kind of preserve our fortitude for the long term.
What's a way of doing that?
Well, one thing that has really helped me of late, and this is going to sound a little, it stems from the Serenity Prayer. And I'm not trying to advocate religion on anyone who's not particularly religious, but I love the sentiments expressed in these three statements, which is, you know, have the serenity to accept what I cannot change. And so serenity isn't necessarily the passivity around it, but as a kind of a spacious awareness of the fact that some of what we are railing against, we really can't control. And how can we become more serene? And I'd have more to say about that if you want. But then the second part is then having the courage to change the things we can. And so what are the things that we do need to adjust, or perhaps self-care that maybe we got, you know, some good intentions back in March and we kind of let slide thinking, oh, it's going to be okay, the new normal's here and we're all right. But maybe I do need to be more attentive to those things that I can change. And then finally, I love just the wisdom to know the difference. And so how do I remain mindful about those two areas and making sure that I'm making good choices for myself and people I love.
You're on Afternoons on ABC Radio Canberra, and with you is Canberra psychologist Kirsten Peterson. Kirsten, I mentioned earlier that we're going to be talking about a thing called the Stockdale paradox. What exactly is it?
Yeah, I came upon this a few weeks ago during an online event I hosted where somebody was talking about this, and it is a state of mind proposed by James Stockdale, who was a prisoner of war in a North Vietnamese prisoner of war camp for 7 years. And he survived the entire time and came out the other side and talked about this paradox that he discovered, which is, on the one hand, when things around you are tough, you want to hold on to a real firm grasp of what your capabilities are and an unsinkable hope and belief that you will get through. But the paradox is that you don't, it isn't about being exuberant or irrational in that hope or optimism, that it's got to be really tinged with ironclad realism. So what he was finding was that his compatriots or colleagues in the prisoner of war camp who had more of this irrational optimism, I'm sure they'll let us out by Christmas, would have their hopes dashed and literally would die of the disappointment. And so, there was a lot more death in the camp through natural causes right around Christmas time due to this kind of irrational optimism. So the paradox is you must remain optimistic, but it's got to be realistic and with a disciplined fortitude to get yourself through.
So the idea being that irrational optimism could make you vulnerable?
It's the kind of optimism we see that leads to the whinging about our situation right now. Like, it's just so unfair that we have to do this, or how come we can't eat in a restaurant? And it's kind of this optimism built on a reality that no longer exists. And so we really want to take ourselves to hand and think about, as your listener advocated, in my view, that what do we have to be grateful for? What is in our capabilities to manage and change and influence? And be optimistic in our abilities in those constraints.
So what, and with this in mind, that we want to have a balance of realism with optimism, what are some of the techniques we can use, in the longer term, like I say, for that marathon that we have ahead?
Yeah. I think a lot of this is the ability to be really mindful, and we've talked about this on other sessions of my time with you, this idea of appreciating what is here right now and starting to recognize when we are drifting into this is so unfair space, or the kinds of thinking that is just not helpful and tends to kind of undermine our fortitude. It is going to be about, okay, sometimes it's like this. And being unflinching in our ability to sit with the reality that we have. And so it's a practice, I see, that we get used to being able to look with accuracy and a certain sense of spaciousness and wisdom at what's happening for us right now. And what can we do now about this moment? Maybe I can plan a little bit forward, but I'm not going to be able to plan really far forward. I don't know when I'm going to get to see my 89-year-old father again, but nevertheless, I'll continue to talk to him every day on the phone and we'll maintain our relationship that way.
So how do you face reality and those realities when you think about, when you're going to see your parents again and when the kids are going to see their grandparents again? How do you face that reality and still be resilient?
I think it's about remembering what's important. So, yes, it would be lovely to see my dad again. But what's really important is that he knows I love him, that we maintain a healthy, loving relationship, and we are so lucky. 200 years ago, there would have been no way I could do that, almost every day on the phone with my dad. So I think it's finding ways and really being clear with what's the most important thing here. And that, to me, I can't control whether or not I'm going to have physical contact with my father, but I can control the kind of relationship I provide to him. And that's something we can do right now.
Well, Kirsten, we're wishing you many days of celebration with your daughter visiting from the US. And thank you once again for joining us on Afternoons today.
Paula, it's always a pleasure. Thank you.